Hello and welcome to Tim's take on Doctor Who The War Machine signing, brought to you in wonderful croaky vision. I was running late getting here today. Signing was meant to start at 10:30 a.m. I got here at about 11 a.m, bought the DVD and a photograph to be signed, only to be told the actual signing is yet to start. And my friend Sanya is also running a bit late in arrival, so I've taken a seat near the door. And I'll just have to wait till a queue forms till I can get to the back of it. Well, the queue did eventually form, and now got a photograph and a DVD signed. Seems the two actors are now signing stuff to go up on the 10th Planet Events website, so we'll just sit here for a while and wait for the talk. Well, the Q&A and talk. Hello there, future Tim here, butting in. It's now a couple of days later, and I'm a bit more organised, so I can tell you that the two actors at the signing were John Rolfe, who played Captain in the War Games, and Frank Jarvis, who played Corporal in the War Games. So up next, you'll hear the first few minutes of the Q&A session.
Summary for the food.
Can we ask them a question?
Yes, go for it, please.
How do you get those pictures of us when we were young? How do you get those beautiful little pictures? What have you done? You've got our computer and then frozen.
Yeah, I think a lot of the time they've either frozen up the screen, or you can get sometimes that they would take the time that the production is done for people's resumes and CVs, and they'll go around on the record.
Oh,
so there's a few missing sort of episodes where some pictures exist that were taken from the city cameras in existence.
Nice.
But there's a website called Shill Pages, S-H-I-L-L Pages.
Yeah.
Google that and you'll see loads of Doctor Who episodes and loads of screen grabs.
Oh, really?
One of the
Shill Pages.
Shill. I'll write that down.
Thank you.
Something my grandchildren said.
Shill. Oh, yes.
show me in my name. I don't know who the hell I am.
Thank you.
Now you've asked him a question, why don't they ask you?
Well, they're supposed to be quiet, aren't they?
Yeah,
it's unusual.
They won't be when I
ask. And they're all gone shy. They're not really gone shy. They're not normally shy, but they are, so.
Just remember anything.
I'll ask you questions. I'll make one up because you guys are useless. Just remember anything. These stories, let them go. Do you remember much about working hard?
I was a very inexperienced guy. This is one of the first TV jobs I got. And I can remember going to I think it was a TA hall or a drill hall.
It was?
Somewhere, it was, Frank.
Yeah.
Somewhere behind TV Centre. And I made a dreadful mistake. I tried to sit down in William Hartnell's chair.
We've all done that.
People came up to me and said, don't do that. But that and the scene where I had to be beaten up by Michael Crowes, who wasn't actually that tall.
No, he wasn't.
And it was quite a challenge. He was beaten up, he was coming up to about there. They're my main memories, and some very pretty girls behind the bar.
We've seen the Mad Order we've done, so it's amazing after, 66, maybe, wasn't it? So, amazing that they're still so popular.
I am flabbergasted, yes.
We do better with the classic DVDs than we do with the Lucy's DVDs. We more people buy that than we just...
Is that right?
Yeah, we sell about 200 DVDs. And, it's quite amazing that after all those years, it's still so popular, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's the sort of thing that is for all the family, isn't it? Whereas I think in the early days, perhaps it was still like more of a children's programme.
Yeah. I think Richard's made it a children's programme, but it's just... I thought it was just lovely, but not. That's hard to imagine where children once. I thought we all thought, you know.
Loosely,
yeah.
Careful.
Yeah. I think it was made for the drawn department, but the children's department could finance it, so it's got a reputation of being a bit mixed based on target audience.
And I think that was Richard's done as a
children's department. But I think the thing we found as well is because Doctor is safe, we can't sign on the conventions. Parents love kids can watch it, they can watch on telly, there's not going to be any swear on sex, bit on plucker, but there you go. So I think you've got a young audience as well there.
That's
for the children, so we're quite safe.
How did David Tennant rank
with you? Very well.
How's David Tennant ranked with your
absolutely
well. Brilliant.
Good.
Absolutely. Possibly the best so far. Normally your favourite doctors when you grow up, but this particular incarnation is this good
old I have a thing from my point of view as an actor, and I'm still at it. 50 years I have done. I have a problem with the fact that I do not see the doctor as engaging in any form of partnership with a female. I think the doctor is off the wall.
Yeah.
And that's why my favourite was always Tom Baker, because he was off the wall. Mind you, he did start off as a monk. Tom started as a monk and then left heading to the theatre. But I don't understand David Tennant kissing people and so forth. I think Doctor Who should be asexual.
Yes,
I think
everyone agrees.
Yeah, if you get a female, it would be lovely occasionally, you know, providing she leaves. Rather niggers for everybody.
But
there you go.
But
that's
my... I think the current series kind of agrees with that, but they want to get kissing, so they come up with excuses like genetic exchange and funny ways. But they know they shouldn't use it.
Well, I, you know, the first girl I kissed, I was saying this is genetic exchange, and she So, if I said who, favourite Doctor Who, all shout your favourite Doctor Who, just as a matter of interest. It's interesting. Those who like Pat Troughton, he and I lived next door to each other for 22 years. It was wonderful. And he went everywhere on the bus. You know, you think it's Doctor Who, you'd have a car to pay to get. The bus and the tube to television centre, and nobody recognised him. And he wasn't much different on as he was off, but he had this marvellous ability to sort of shut down and not be bothered by people coming up to him. I mean, I used to sit next to people on the tube, and I did a series called Warship. 3 years. And I used to sit down next to somebody, and you'd be amazed the number of times I heard about Auntie Vi's hysterectomy. Have you heard about Vi's hysterectomy? I said, no. He said, well, she had a terrible time. It's awful, you know. Suddenly we'd reach A station, he'd get up, or she'd get up. He said, aren't you coming? I said, no, I don't live here. I've told you about Vi, you must know Vi. I said, no, I don't. I live at the other end of the line. Mm-hmm. Because they see you every week on the television. You know, I mean, it's not like today, everybody goes everywhere by car. You know, we did go by public transport. So after an episode of Warship, I would get on the tube and go home. And of course, because you're on telly every week, they become familiar with you and think they know you, which is great. So that's how I, you know, thank God they didn't talk to me about hemorrhoids. Anyway, anybody else? Anybody want to know the fun we had doing the Italian?
Yes.
Who are the Italian job fans? Why isn't everybody? I don't get it. On Thursday of this week, I'm patron of the charity for the Italian. And people are incredible. They turn up, they do things. And we have now raised four children, £2.1 million. These wonderful people that have got minis, and on Thursday night, if you come to the Ace Cafe on the North Circular Road, does anybody know the Ace?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've ridden a bike, haven't you?
Yeah.
We've been there, yes. You'll see them on Thursday the 4th, full of minis. You know. And we had a do at Sandown Park, which had well over 1,000 minis from all over the world. And somebody said to me, look, there's a guy who would love to have his photograph taken with him. Because Michael never turns up. He sends best wishes and all that, but Michael never turns up. And again, we're getting to the stage where I'm one of the few that's still alive. Right? And this wonderful man I was taken to, and there was this beautiful mini and this wonderful Indian chap. I found out later he was Sri Lankan, with his wife and baby. And he stood there proudly showing me his car. And we talked about it and so forth. He said, oh, I made this. I said, pardon? He said, I live in a small village in Sri Lanka. And he said, I watch the film all the time and I copy what the mini looks like. Now, do you remember that advert for Peugeot or something?
Yeah.
Where Indian driver. But he actually did it in a village and built it from any scrap that he could get and built this beautiful mini. He then drove it from Sri Lanka to Sandown Park with his wife and child. And I said, when are you going back? He said, oh, we're staying for a week. I said, well, where are you staying? He said, in the car. And they stayed at Sandown Park in the car for a week, went into London and back, slept in the car, and then he drove all the way back to Sri Lanka. Can you imagine us lot doing a thing like that? If the bus ain't on the doorstep, you get the right shirt again. And this guy said, he was wonderful.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that bit of the Q&A session. After the signing, I hung out for the rest of the weekend with my friends Sonia and Rich. We went off to the beadwork meetup, and then in the evening, we went 10-pin bowling. And so if you search for my name on YouTube, which is T-Drawer, you'll see a couple of clips of me doing rather well at 10-pin bowling. I'd not 10-pin bowled for 22 years, and I came third out of a group of six, so I think I did rather well. And then the next day, we went to the Doctor Who exhibition at Earl's Court, which will be closing soon on the 20th of September 2008, and we had a very good look round there. They've now added the Hath, the Centauran, and the spacesuit from Science in the Library. And I'd recommend that to anyone while it's still open. So I hope you can join me next week, next weekend, I should say, for another Tim's Take On. One final thought has struck me before we play the end theme, and that's a quick word of thanks to Sonia and Rich for such an enjoyable weekend, and also thanks to Sonia for the gift of a Cyberco Extreme, which has many tricks up its sleeve, such as wireless text communication in games, and also turns on with a very cute sound. So that's goodbye, and I'll catch you next weekend.